Well, it's a phenomenon that seems counterintuitive. Surgery to remove tumors can sometimes cause cancer to spread. Researchers at the Ottawa Hospital Research Institute are working on ways to stop that from happening, and they just received a funding boost from the Canada Foundation for Innovation. They're one of 9 high-impact projects in the city to share $2 million. Dr. Rebecca Auer is the surgical oncologist and researcher behind this innovative cancer therapy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
Right off the bat, it strikes me as completely confusing why surgery would make cancer spread. Can you explain?
Yeah, so surgery is a particularly stressful thing for the patient to go through. And your body, the patient's body, will react in the recovery phase with a whole bunch of different changes that essentially help the host or the patient to recover. And those changes are things like suppressing the immune system so you don't get an overwhelming inflammatory response to the tissue injury. And also releasing all sorts of growth factors and things that help blood vessels to form and wounds to heal. And all of those changes are really important for recovery for the patient, but they also, unfortunately, are changes which allow tumors to grow, so they can be exploited by a tumor. Growth factors help them grow, blood vessel development helps them to form tumors, and the immune system suppression helps them to evade immune recognition at that time. So that period of recovery is really a uniquely susceptible time for the growth and spread of cancer.
Does it happen at the same site as the tumor that's just been removed?
Actually, it doesn't. There certainly are reports of tumors growing back in wounds, but for the most part, tumors spread to their preferred niches, often the liver and the lungs. And this change is actually systemic throughout the whole patient's body. So the things that are released, the cytokines, we call them, that are released, and the changes to the immune system, they affect the whole body, not just the wound.
Hmm. So what have you learned so far with your research?
This research program is sort of called a translational research program. So we study something in the lab and then we try and see how it will work in patients. And what we discovered in the lab, one of the first things we discovered is that a blood thinner called low molecular weight heparin can actually really attenuate this response to surgery and in the mouse model prevent the development of cancer metastases or spread of cancer after surgery. And so from there, we actually have planned and have now initiated through a grant through the CIHR, the Canadian Institute of Health Research, to put this into human patients in a clinical trial to give them this blood thinner around the time of surgery.
Are you working with a particular cancer?
In this case, colorectal cancer.
So how would it work, a colon cancer and the treatment?
At the time of your diagnosis, when you're planned to have surgery, you would start on a blood thinner. And you would continue that blood thinner before the surgery, throughout this susceptible time after surgery, and continue for 2 months after surgery until you've fully recovered. And the concept behind it is that would attenuate a lot of these effects that would actually potentially prevent the tumor from allowing itself to establish or the metastasis from forming after a surgery. And then we look to see whether you're less likely to have your tumor come back if you were on the blood thinner versus not.
But it is a blood thinner, and we're talking surgery. Does that have problems associated with it?
Well, it can. Certainly, we do use blood thinners to prevent blood clots after surgery. In this trial, it's a slightly different amount of blood thinner and duration of blood thinner. But we've done a pilot study to make sure it's very safe, and we had no patients with any problems with blood clotting. But yes, you have to be a little careful with the blood thinner around surgery.
Okay. Is there something about colon cancer which makes it especially useful to be used in this study?
Probably not. I think the effects could be seen in any type of a solid tumor cancer surgery. I happen to treat patients with colon cancer, so it was a natural disease site to choose for me.
If removing tumors has this effect in some patients, is there an argument to be made that tumors should be left to just grow slowly on their own and that might, in fact, stop cancer from spreading?
Yeah, so that's a very good question. And I think the answer is no, that we know that one of the most important parts of our treatment algorithm is the surgery. That probably is the most likely thing to affect a cure in a patient. But what I think our research shows is that there's this window of opportunity after surgery where cancers can spread, but it's also a window of opportunity for us to actually give a treatment that potentially could alter that and eradicate the cancer and prevent it from spreading, essentially.
Okay. So you received this funding boost, as I mentioned. What will the money be used to do?
So the money is in part for the clinical aspects of the program. And so my collaborator, Mark Carrier, who is also on this grant, he actually runs the clinical trial portion. So we use some of the money to be able to help orchestrate that clinical trial, which is a cross-Canada clinical trial, and also to collect the samples that the patients will be able to give us so that we can study them further in the lab. My portion of the grant is for our basic science laboratory where we study animal models. And so some of the funding has helped us to get a better surgical suite for our animals and to be able to run some of the experiments, some of the equipment to run the experiments we weren't able to do before.
Just out of curiosity, how do you find animals with colon cancer to do the research on?
Well, we give them colon cancer for their research, yeah.
Okay. People listening who are looking for some positive news might want to know when this might be available in the normal course of treatment.
Well, the trial will probably take about 3 years to complete and then maybe another 2 years before we get the final results. So unfortunately, it's probably 5 years from now and this would be a normal sort of treatment that we would consider standard if the trial works. But the trial is open at the Ottawa Hospital and hopefully at some of our other sites across the city, so it might be available to patients as early as next month.
Really? I mean, is this the kind of thing that you're looking to recruit people who are willing to use the blood thinners?
Yes, that's right.
Really?
If you have colon cancer and you're going to the operating room, and then you would certainly be eligible to be enrolled in this trial.
There's one final question. What drew you to this area of study in the first place?
Well, I think, as a surgeon and as a cancer surgeon, I've always been interested in the changes that happen after surgery. And I think many surgeons acknowledge the fact that those changes can promote the growth of cancer. And yet it's an area that's somewhat ignored in terms of cancer therapies. We don't generally give cancer therapies right after surgery, probably because traditional therapies were too toxic. So I was just very excited about the possibility of using some of our new, less toxic therapies to really change prognosis in patients having cancer surgery.
Thank you so much for explaining, and congratulations once again.
Thank you very much, Hallie.
Rebecca Auer is a surgical oncologist at the Ottawa Hospital and an associate scientist at the Ottawa Health Research Institute.